Oh boy, here we go again. Another person doing the right thing and giving up the goods on Mr. Trump or accusing him of something or backing up other people's stories that the Trumpelstiltskin has done something wrong. Here we go again. I don't know him. I don't know him. I don't really know him. You never met the guy. Oh, there's pictures? I don't really know the guy. I never met him. I don't really know the guy. Sure, I take pictures with 1,000 people. So I don't really know the guy. Here we go again, right? I don't even know the guy. But here's the interesting part that people aren't paying attention to. And I think we need to. Because maybe this is the moment where Trump is being the most honest he's ever been. Hear me out. Because he's always, at the end of the sentence, as he's walking away from the microphone half the time, it's, I don't know the guy. I really don't know him. I don't know that much about him. I've never really done, you know. I don't know. Maybe he's a good guy. Every fucking time. He comes off the end of it after saying, I don't know the guy. If what they say is true, he's a bitch. It's a bad thing, but I don't know the guy. Maybe he's a good guy. I don't know. Maybe he's a good guy. I don't know. Now roll that around in your head. I don't know the guy. Maybe he's a good guy. I don't know. Maybe he's a good guy. I don't know. It's always maybe he's a good guy and then I don't know. And I think that I don't know there at the very end is the most honest thing this motherfucker says. You know why? Because he doesn't know any good guys. He's being honest. Maybe he's a good guy. And if he's a good guy, I couldn't possibly fucking know him. Because I don't know any good guys. No good guys want to know me. Maybe subconsciously it's the most honest thing he's ever said. Maybe he's a good guy. And God, I mean, you know, if he's a good guy, he couldn't be one of my friends. I wouldn't run around with him. I don't run around with squares and people that follow the rules and nerds. And come on, man. He grew up with a name that rhymes with Trump, with chump, okay? Trust me, you don't think those rich kids at the fucking military academy, even the dumbest of those rich kids, didn't figure out that Trump rhymes with chump? Come on. You know it was Trump, I'm Trump, Trump. I have trouble with T's. Come on. You know, chump is like, I guarantee chump is kryptonite to this motherfucker. Hey. I'm surprised he hasn't tried to patent or copyright the word chump and make sure nobody could ever use it in his presence. Crap, now that I mentioned, he's probably going to do it. Somebody send this to him. But anyway, again, I don't know the guy. Maybe he's a good guy. And see, on a deeper level, for that pathological liar, let me try to figure out a way where my lie is actually kind of the truth kind of thing. He might, in his mind, know that he knows the guy. But he might use a different definition later while explaining it by saying to himself, so he can pass the lie detector test when he says, I didn't know the guy. What he really means is, I thought I knew the guy. I thought he was as corrupt as me. I thought I could count on him to continue lying. But now that he's doing the right thing, now that he's telling on me, obviously I didn't know the guy at all. Because I wouldn't have trusted him if I'd known he was a good guy. You see what I'm getting at here? I think maybe he's just flabbergasted that there are still good people around him that somehow he didn't manage to drain every bit of morality out of them just by his mere proximity. I think he's flabbergasted by the fact that not everybody becomes a craven bootlicker. He doesn't understand it. And so, in another way, he doesn't understand moral people. He doesn't understand morals. And if he doesn't understand morals, and he uses the idea of no, as in have an understanding, as opposed to having made the acquaintance of, if he uses no as knowledge, not an acquaintance or a friend, then indeed, he doesn't know anybody that has any ounce of morality. Because he has no fucking concept. I mean, he may have a concept of what it means, but he certainly has no concept of what it feels like. He may have read about morality. He may even be able to parrot it. He's rich enough to be able to parrot it, but just by throwing money at it. But morality is something he cannot have an understanding of, nor empathy. The whole reason why he can't know, well, I mean, the irony is that he really can't know somebody truly without some sort of empathy. I mean, he can't really know anybody. I mean, that's the other argument. Does this motherfucker know anybody? Does he, because, you know, that's the only other argument. When he says, I didn't know the guy, apparently Trump doesn't know any fucking buddy. Because that's the only other option here, is that his Alzheimer's is so advanced that he doesn't remember 15 fucking minutes ago. If there's no teleprompter, he wants Cheetos. Okay? I don't think he's at that point. He's still too vile, mean, and evil and conniving, even as stupid as he is. I really don't think that's it. I honestly think, subconsciously, this is the argument. I thought I knew him, but obviously he's not loyal in his dishonesty. Well, honor among thieves, and that there isn't any completely lost on him. They're the only ones he has any honor for, any respect for. You know, kind of like that old football coach, if you're not cheating, you're not trying. That's Trump in a nutshell. Win at any cost. You know, fuck the other guy, because if you don't, he's going to fuck you. And so, yeah, I mean, since he believes that everybody's that way, when somebody acts in a moral or compassionate manner, man, he's just like, I don't even know what the fuck they're doing. I don't know that person. That's ridiculous. Why would you do that? So when he says he doesn't know him, like I said, it might be the most honest thing in the world. Psychologically, he can't possibly know anybody that's even remotely capable of doing the right thing. In fact, everybody in his life that has ever gone on to do the right thing after having dealt with him basically outsmarted him for a little while. Because for a while he thought he had a real crony, and then it turns out they had a conscience. So much for your winning, buddy. Every one of these motherfuckers that goes down and turns on you, you didn't win. But, you know, just to review, dumbass doesn't seem to know anybody. And I think it's because the only ones we're asking him about are the ones that have the morals or the backbone to snitch him out. And he just figures he don't know no snitches. You know, he's like that old world grandmother. You're dead to me. You did the right thing. You're dead to me. I don't even know you. So, see how he reacts to that. So see, roll that around in your head, you know, and think about it. Think about this moron and the doublespeak that lots of people like to use. People that spend too much time around lawyers or too much time watching cop TV shows or Fox News. Anyway, just a thought.